I'm in agreement with Mr. Underheim. The 15% cap, in my opinion, should be raised by 3 to 5%. The problem that I have with vouchers, though, is of course, as we all know, it siphons money away from the public school, and since you can't have a mass exodus, let's say, out of the Milwaukee public school system, more needs to be done because, as a parent, I believe in choice. And so I'd like to differentiate just for a second between choice and vouchers, because where I work, my daughters have a choice. There's an open window here where they could choose to leave Wisconsin Heights and go to another school district, and I would pay for some of that transportation. On the vouchers, I see the money being siphoned off of the public school in order to provide that student with an education that the parent opts for. And so, statewide, I do not support a choice program statewide, since you can't have this mass exodus out of the public school system, which in my opinion would just leave us completely in disarray, not knowing where to go, and possibly having serious overcrowding problems and issues that would pit certainly even parts of communities against one another, creating even more factions and splintered factions.
Mr. Rivera.
I also support